Hello, welcome to yet another episode of A Thousand Voices. This is episode 58, and we are talking about the role of serendipity. I hope you guys are ready because I am, and I am excited to share what this episode is all about. Also, guys, just a reminder to comment, make any notes for me if there's anything else that you'd like me to talk about. I think this particular episode is not going to be a long one. And I will just make sure I express my opinions. Remember, this is all my opinions based on my research, based on my past experiences. Alright, so in this episode, we're going to explore how chance encounters and unexpected moments can lead to starting a beautiful relationship. Let me just repeat that. We will explore how chance encounters and unexpected moments can lead. Forgive me, guys. Whenever I'm laughing, I'm always referencing to my current situation, so it's always funny to like analyze that as I'm sharing this. So first key point is the magic of serendipity. Unexpected moments lead to profound connections, and to be honest with you, unexpected moments can be you bumping into someone at the mall. Maybe they walk over you, and then maybe you were holding something, and this is like a classic serendipity moment. This usually happens in like films where you see it's either at school or college, and then a boy runs into a girl, and then they bump into each other, they drop books, and then they become friends. All of a sudden, they are best friends. Then you have situations where you're working together at the same company, and then you are in different departments, and then all of a sudden, you start working together on a particular project, and then boom, it's an unexpected moment that leads to profound connections. And I'm not just talking about romantic connections. I'm even talking about just like friendships that will build to actual context of love. Like, you become family, you become friends, you become lovers. Then we have the emotional impact, right? That also come along with that, where because you met in such a unique way, it's such a coincidence, there isn't any expectations, it was a surprise. There's so much joy, and there is that sense of destiny. It could be a situation where you meet on the train, you meet on the airport, you meet at the airport, you meet on a flight, and then you just connect. English decided to run away from me, but I'm going to give you an example of a real life meeting where a couple meets at, like I said, an airport. I gave that example already, but it would be in an unfortunate situation where your flight was delayed and you now had to spend like 10 hours, and then you're just sitting there, and then you start making friends, and then eventually you guys become lovers and you actually become parents and you live happily ever after. Then you have everyday moments where you're going into a coffee shop, you bump into someone, and then you realize they ordered a coffee, but then it was your coffee, and then you make a joke out of it. And then you meet again the following day, and then you meet again the third day, and then eventually you're like, ah, let's exchange numbers, and then you go on a date, right? Then we have the role of fate and destiny. And this is also in a situation, like I mentioned, it would appear as if it was destiny in the love or in you guys meeting. Or it's karma, right? And karma works in both ways. It's negative, it's positive. So it could be because you're meeting this particular person because you were meant to be. Then I also look at it in a way where, because you are meeting in these kind of ways, that also kind of works as a foundation to your relationship, because it was unexpected, it was a unique. You get to realize how the openness is between you guys, because it's a new experience, it's something adventurous, it's something beautiful, and then you just fall in love with each other because of that. Now, just to give you my key takeaway, is be open to situations like that. And this I'm referring to people that are single, people that are looking for relationships. If you're in a relationship, enjoy what you have. But yeah, my key takeaway is embrace that. Embrace those kind of situations. If you're single, be outgoing. Be in different places, because your soulmate is there out there somewhere, and they're also waiting to bump into you, or they're waiting to meet you. And, you know, you could go to a tennis court. You could go to a community event. It could be traveling. Just create opportunities for serendipity, okay? Attend social events, explore new hobbies. Like myself, I've got a new hobby thanks to tea. My hobby is paddle, and I look forward to be active every month. So, you know, you never know what happens there, okay? But I'm just saying, be open and create opportunities for serendipity. So sorry guys, I've got a cold that I'm fighting. So you see now, this episode is short but sweet and cute. I hope you make use of this, because it will create a beautiful relationship. It will create a unique experience, and you will enjoy it, because it's not like you guys met on Tinder, or your cousin hooked you up with this particular person. It was, you know, like that. No, it was almost like an accident. You met by accident, and then now it appears to be fate and destiny. So experience that and enjoy it. Next episode, I'm gonna talk about my favorite things, love languages. I'm so excited. I look forward to seeing you guys there. Have a good one. Bye.